The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
President Trump made the biggest blunder in his presidency yesterday, bigger than the NRA meeting that he had, because this one will actually affect the economy. And the economy is what keeps him afloat. Trump announced yesterday that his administration will impose a 25% tariff on steel and 10% on aluminum. The move has been debated inside the White House for months, and advisors have been split, but Trump is going for it. He sees this as a way of helping struggling industries in the U.S., but it almost never helps. For decades, the U.S. steel industry has lobbied the government to help them compete with foreign steel. But the data is clear. Protectionist policies only make things more expensive for consumers with few benefits for the protected industry. Past presidential attempts to give the steel industry a boost has not gone well. In 2002, President Bush placed tariffs ranging from 8% to 30% on steel products. 1 year later, there was so much international backlash and bad economic consequences that he got rid of the tariffs. Top advisors warned about retaliation from other countries. The Defense Department warned about how this will affect close allies. But Trump was eager to make the announcement anyway. And in a room full of steel and aluminum executives at the White House, he said, "You know, when it comes to a time where our country can't make aluminum and steel, you don't have a country." Stock market didn't take kindly to this announcement. The Dow dropped 500 points. They are now saying that we are approaching a bear market. Some people are saying that in the next few days, the bears will take over and we could drop anywhere. I've heard the kindest drop of 2,000 additional points all the way to 5,000 points. Companies that make products with steel and aluminum are not happy, already warning about losses of jobs in those industries and increased prices for consumers. Increased prices for consumers? Wonder where they got that idea. Oh, that's right. That's right. History. Ben Sasse had a surprisingly strong reaction in a statement saying, "Let's be clear, the president is proposing a massive tax increase on American families. You'd expect policy this bad from a leftist administration, but not a supposed Republican one. Why now?" Perhaps Donald Trump thought it would end his week of bad press on a more positive note. "I'm doing something for the American workers." But if that was his strategy, it is going to backfire.
It's Friday, March 2nd. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Bill O'Reilly, this has not been a pleasant week to be in the White House. I kind of feel bad for Donald Trump. His advisors all around him, the ones that he has trusted, are leaving. And now the long knives are out for Kushner, and he's kind of left there in a tough spot this week.
Beck, I think number one, you should be Secretary of Commerce. I definitely think you should get that job.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm about six blocks away from Mar-a-Lago right now. All right, sitting here in South Florida, beautiful weather, looking at lots of boats on the Intercoastal Waterway, all made of steel and fiberglass. But I got to tell you and your audience that I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to tariffs or any of that business stuff. You're much smarter than I am in that area, perhaps the only area that is okay. As far as Jared Kushner is concerned, I don't know him. I met him one time in a dank New York City bar after the Saturday Night Live show that Trump did. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jared Kushner is going to affect the governor, the U.S. government one way or the other, whether he's there or he's not there. But, you know, look, Trump is a gambler kind of guy. He's rolling the dice that his bellicose style is going to back people down overseas, and then he'll quickly make deals that are great for America, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's what this is all about.
So you don't think that he'll actually do this? So spooking the stock market,
no.
you
No, I don't think he very rarely carries through on these kind of extreme actions. He puts them out, and then people get nervous, particularly in China. And then they come to some kind of accommodation. So if I had to predict, but again, I don't know anything, I would say that would probably be the case this time.
So President Xi was in China, was made, I guess, emperor. I mean, I don't know what you call it now, totalitarian ruler for life. And I mean, here's a guy who's literally this week banned the letter N from the alphabet. It doesn't, I mean, he doesn't sound like a guy who's going to take kindly to a trade war. They're already starting to rattle the trade war sabers all around the world. Do you know of a time in history when this has paid off? Because Donald Trump tweeted this morning, it's easy to win a trade war, and I can't find one where we've won.
No, I don't. But I got to tell you that I do know China's got some economic problems.
Yes.
And they're more inclined to try to work things out to give Trump, you know, at least symbolic victory than they would be if that was a country that was running on all engines go ahead. They got problems over there in China. That's why this guy had to be made emperor for life or whatever. And that's a joke.
Right.
I mean, it's the military that basically tells the Chinese people who's going to run and who isn't going to run.
Right.
But, you know, again, there's a lot of stuff that happens that we don't know about. We, the press, don't know about. I'm agnostic on this.
Okay, let me change the subject. Let's go to Russia for a second. We're going to get to guns because I can't wait to hear your take on what's happened this week. But let me go first to Russia. Vladimir Putin said yesterday that he's got a new intercontinental ballistic missile. It sounds like scramjet technology, which is mythical technology, at least at this point. There is no alloy that can hold up on the heat for that kind of speed. But he says they now have it. They've tested it. It works. They're only showing us animation. And then in an interview with Megyn Kelly, he said we're in another Cold War, and it started a while ago. Is this Ronald Reagan and Star Wars? Are they bluffing? Do they have it? And what does it mean either way?
I have no idea on any of those questions.
Holy cow, what are you doing? I mean, are you just at the beach this week? What are you doing?
I'm, you know, again, the physics spec, you're impressing me, the economic grasp you have. I mean, this is like I'm going to a tutorial.
So forget about
here's what I know about Russia. I know this for sure. All right. Vladimir Putin wants to adopt Megyn Kelly. Okay, that's number one. The papers have already been filed. He wants her as his, his adoptive daughter. Number two, Vladimir Putin would like to kill me because in the interview I did with Donald Trump shortly after he was elected, I scolded Trump for dealing with Putin, who I described as a killer, accurately. So if I see anybody with a Russian accent, I'm very nervous at this point. Number three, the animation, I believe Disney is now going to put that out with the voices of Ellen DeGeneres
right.
and Glenn Beck.
Right.
And it's going to be called Missiles Over Disney World.
Right.
And it's going to be really a big hit.
So is this
yes,
are
what
we
he wants to do is shake the cage. He wants to frighten everybody. Big bad Vlad, I have a giant missile in my garage. and I'll show it to you maybe, but first you got to watch a cartoon.
That is, I don't know. I mean, we should not talk to you while you're on vacation, I think.
No, I'm not on vacation. I'm working.
Okay, so then.
But you got, look, whatever Putin does, you have to step back and say the guy is doing, Putin's like Trump. This is what people don't understand. It's all about showbiz. It's all about presentation. It's all about attention getting. Putin and Trump are like the same person, although, you know, Putin's a killer. I don't think.
I was going to say, there's a big difference. Putin's a killer.
I mean, all right, but they're just showmen. This is P.T. Barnum. So when Putin sits down with Megyn Kelly, you know, I'm going, sure, Putin's going to say anything. And he does.
So, Bill, let me ask you this. Two things we talked about. International instability, world problems, and financial potential problems, as we're seeing with the stock market and things like this. There's two theories that go on with Donald Trump, where you have his base level of support at 30-35%, something like that. And there's the idea of, are these people super loyal and will stick with him through anything? Or
no.
Is the economy, if he loses the economy, what happens to his approval rating?
Finished. He's at 18%. So that's why you got to figure that Trump knows that the only way he's going to get reelected is if the economy continues to be good.
Okay.
So he knows it. It's a simple equation.
All right. So let's take a break and come back, because I've been waiting to hear what you have to say about Donald Trump's comments in the White House this week, the Democrats and their bill, their new gun bill that appears. We haven't been able to see it yet, but it appears to just only ban 80% of all guns sold. And I'd like your thoughts on this and where America is really headed when we come back.
The Glenn Beck Program.
So Bill O'Reilly says there's three things that are going to happen with increased gun control. And the first one was you won't be able to buy a gun unless you're 21. Bill, does that mean that I can't give my 20-year-old daughter a gun? Can she carry a gun if dad gives it to her? Or is it only she can't buy it?
No, you can still carry it, and you can go hunting and get a hunting license and all of that. You just can't go into the store and buy it.
Okay. The second thing you said is that we're going to have increased background checks, depending on what that is. I mean, there's 38 states, only 38 states are required to report everything to background checks, which is a real problem. But depending on what that means, that may be okay. And you said the third thing is?
You got to have armed security guards in every public school. And again, that's a state thing. And it's easy to do because you just put the guards on salary like you have teachers and coaches. And it's based on population of the school, how many you have. And that would go a long, long way to providing protection and security to the nation's kids.
Why hasn't any state done this already where they've made a big deal and come
out
and said?
I don't know. I mean, I used to teach high school down here in South Florida where I am now. And I got into a few physical scrapes. With students, gang people who intruded on the campus. And I wish there had been armed security way back then. So I can't answer that question. It just seems logical in this crazy age we live in. But I want to tell all your listeners that, you know, the banning of certain guns like the AR-15s, that's not going to happen. Trump would never sign that. Ever in a million years. So the Democrats, they can put forth their bill that want to ban everything, this, that, and the other. That's never, ever going to happen in this country at this point. Now, if the Democrats take both houses of Congress and the presidency, you know, they try. But I think it would be ruled unconstitutional as well. If you're a rancher and you're living in Starr County, Texas, or you're living near Bisbee, Arizona, and you know that every night there are scores of people coming through your property and you have no idea who they are. They shouldn't be in this country, and some of them are armed. You're telling me you can't have an AR-15 to protect your family? That's insane. So, I mean, I think the AR-15s have to be licensed. I think you have to go through training to have them. I think the government's going to have to know you have them, but you can't ban them. And that's exactly, and Trump would never, ever sign a law saying.
Well, the problem is the bill that they're talking about is now, you know, anything with a removable magazine. Well, that's almost every handgun.
Never gonna happen.
Okay.
But it's not going to happen.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying. So what's happened, though, Bill, is the left, and I'm talking about the reasonable left. I'm not talking about the political left. I'm talking about the people who are, you know, your average Democrat, hardworking person in the, you know, wherever, okay, that is not involved in politics and is reasonable. Those people who don't have any access to guns, they are afraid of guns because they've not grown up around them. They've not seen them. They're not trying to gun grab, but they are frightened by them. On the other side is frightened by the gun grabbers. And when people say, we're not coming for your guns, but then you propose a bill that would affect all handguns and about 40% of all rifles, that is coming for the guns. When you have a president say, you know, I want to go get the guns and then do process, that's frightening to people who believe in the Second Amendment.
Certainly. But again, Trump just says whatever's on his mind in the reality show that he creates. And then 3 days later, he goes, well, I didn't really mean it. I know a lot about what his capacity is. And I know that's all the Democrats and their seizure of weapons is never going to happen. However, I would carve out in Illinois, I would carve out an exception that you can seize the weapons from all the gangsters who are killing innocent people by the hundreds in the Windy City. Those weapons you can seize. All right. You know, the hypocrisy here is just insane. But you need an eloquent spokesperson. And the NRA, you know, their problem is they're too intransigent. They have to bend a little bit because we are living in an age where there's a lot of insane people running around. Why are they more than ever before?
I have to tell you, Bill, I don't think that the NRA is being unreasonable at all.
They don't want 21. They don't want 21 age. They don't want them. There isn't any accommodation that I've seen.
Bump stocks. Yeah. They are fine with background checks if they're in line. You can't just say, we want universal background checks. Wait a minute. What does it mean for the veteran? What does it mean for the guy who has a son or daughter who's depressed on antidepressants or been deemed a danger? Does mom and dad now, can they have a gun in the house? I mean, you know, there's a lot of questions to be answered on that, but they're willing to look at those things, as I think most reasonable people are, as long as it's not one more step that gets us closer to a gun grab.
Yes, I'm not disagreeing with any of that, but the NRA needs to basically put forth, all right, a very, very specific viewpoint and convince people who think they're the devil.
We're talking to Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com, who is a bit of a Trump whisperer, I would say. I mean, I will say that these conversations help me translate some of the moments from the week from Donald Trump.
You know, they do.
Stu, that's why I'm really here on the planet, to help you and to guide you through the maze that our society has come.
What a sad existence.
I mean, it may not be your goal, but it does happen.
I'm like a Franciscan missionary. I'm reaching out to the Glenn Beck program.
Right.
I have my sandals on, a little frock.
Right.
And I want to tell, on that note, I want to tell everybody that this week we've released Killing Jesus in paperback, first time. It's Lent, Easter coming.
There is no one you won't kill.
You know, that was the toughest book that we've written out of the seven killing, because we did it as a history. And we couldn't rely on the theology. We had to rely on the Roman records and the Jewish records. And it was really a slog, but we did it. It was a massive, massive worldwide bestseller. But first time in paperback, Killing Jesus, and apropos to the time that we're in.
Okay. So let's switch gears here and help us understand one more thing.
Jeff Sessions. Yeah. I don't understand it. I mean, he's calling him Mr. Magoo, reportedly, behind closed
doors. That's a bad nickname. Sessions' nickname should be Rip Van Session. The guy is napping throughout the day.
Stu,
this is my mission.
This is why you're here.
I want to clarify for Stu. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
If you're Al Capone, are you afraid of Rip Van Sessions? Are you afraid he's coming for you? We need a tough guy in that job. And, you know, Senator Sessions, he's just not cut out for it. I put him somewhere else. I bring in Rudy Giuliani or something like that.
Hold on just a second. No, come on now. Rudy Giuliani, I like Rudy Giuliani, but he's Rudy Giuliani, listen, if I'm president and he's the my attorney general, he'll be in my office and I'll be like, hey, what happened to that gang? And somebody in the room will just look at me and go, don't ask that question right now. I mean, yeah, is he a tough guy? He's going to get things done for you, but you know, maybe not necessarily the way everybody wants to read about it or hear about it on television. Jeff Sessions is hard nosed but constitutional, and that's kind of what the fight was about this week.
Oh, baloney! He's so political. He's so CYA. Oh, you're crazy. He's not a tough guy. If he were a tough guy, he would have gone in against the FBI because it's clear the FBI booted the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and that's going to be proven. He would have gone in against them a long time ago.
So why not use the inspector general?
They already know what that report is. That's why McCabe got booted out of the FBI, the second in command. They already know that. But Rip Van Sessions is trying to play it, you know, like, oh, what should I do? Am I going to get in trouble? He's out of there anyway. Trump doesn't like him. They just have to do it in a way that's not going to, you know, blow the country up because once Sessions goes. And remember, Sessions was demonized as being a racist, as being this and being that. Remember all that?
Yeah, but he was.
Well, when they fire him, CNN is going to canonize them.
Yes.
How could you let it go?
No, you're totally right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right on that.
Right on that. But I mean, when he came into office, he came in from Trump's, obviously, you know, big time Trump supporter, one of the earliest. In fact, the first senators to support him, a guy who, to his own words, put his entire career on the line go against the rest of the Republican
and
field.
And I think was a turning point for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think in a positive way for his campaign. He's
He didn't put his career on the line because Alabama was going to go for Trump no matter what. So, again, come on. But he was an early supporter of Trump. And when he got appointed, I was more than willing to give him a chance and say, okay, you got to go against the sanctuary cities. You got to go in. Look, this mayor of Oakland should be in cuffs today. You know what she did? She tipped off all the criminal illegal aliens, all the felons out there that ICE was coming in to grab them, and they all split. I mean, why isn't she arrested?
I'll give you that. I was talking about the internal Washington stuff, but you're right on that. You're right on that.
So Rip Van Sessions, somebody wake him up and say, that woman obstructed federal justice, arrest her. Do you think he's got the cojones to do that? Do you?
Probably not.
Probably not. You're right on that one.
However, he was known as a very...
Yeah, he was...
thing I said on this program.
Yeah, which included twice, I don't know.
I was right on that.
You were right on that.
So wait a minute. So what happened to Sessions then? He's always been known as... a stormtrooper when it comes to illegal aliens. He hates them.
That's the big reason he supported Trump.
Yeah, well, arrest the mayor of Oakland, and then you're the stormtrooper, all right?
But so what happened? What changed?
The most thing I've ever seen.
Then what changed?
Because you got to understand, there's a difference between rhetoric and action, all right? I mean, all these, I'm going to do this, and then they don't do anything because there's always blowback. If you put out an arrest warrant for the mayor of Oakland, all hell's going to break loose. And you are going to be, you know, the people on CNN are going to start melting down. Oh, he's a Nazi. You you know, and he doesn't want to take the heat. He doesn't want to take it. It's clear that Sessions doesn't want to take the heat. So why do we have him then? We need a tough guy attorney general in this country.
All right. Bill O'Reilly, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Even when you're in your Franciscan monk sandals, it's still good to talk to you.
Bill, listeners are pointing out that earlier in the program you said the word bellicose but did not identify it as the word of the day. Is that, would you say that?
It is.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Word of the day, bellicose.
Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com, and Killing Jesus. Just another one on his, you know, on his, just another notch on his belt. Killing Jesus is out in paperback. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. Thanks a lot. Can you imagine taking a car on a 100-day test drive or getting a pair of new shoes and having 100 days to walk around and feel just how comfortable they are? I can't wait to get home to take these shoes off. Honey, we haven't left the garage yet. I don't think that. I don't think a 100-day shoe test drive for women changes a damn thing. I know they're really uncomfortable, but they look good. Oh, okay. Anyway, Casper, if you're looking for a good night's sleep, 100 nights to test the Casper mattress in your own home with their 100-night sleep challenge. The Casper mattress has a unique combination of foams that provide the right pressure relief and alignment so you feel perfectly balanced and comfortable. And it ships free right to your door. And if you don't love it, they're going to come and pick it up for free and give you a full refund, so there's nothing to lose. The choice is test a mattress by actually sleeping on it for 100 nights in your home, or go to a store fully clothed in your shoes and your jacket and roll around on a few mattresses for a few minutes each. This is really a no-brainer. Take Casper's 100-night sleep challenge. You'll love your new mattress. Casper, they guarantee it. At Casper.com, use the promo code Beck, and you'll save $50 on select mattresses. That's promo code Beck at Casper.com. Casper.com. Terms
Glenn
and conditions do apply.
Beck, Mercury.
Diet and exercise. Boo. Sorry, I just automatically boo after I hear that phrase. We all know diet and exercise are the basic formula for weight loss. But if you want an extra boost in your plan to be healthier, you got to try this. It's called Riduzone. Riduzone is safe, natural, and it's a new dietary supplement to support a healthy weight and be part of a concerted effort to eradicate obesity and metabolic disorders. Riduzone was launched by a local Texas company. It's taking the good stuff out of olive oil and created a patented product containing OEA that has been shown to boost metabolism and reduce appetite while helping you burn fat. With proper nutrition and exercise, Riduzone helps you lose weight and, maybe even more important, helps keeping the weight off. It helps a lot, and I know I've been losing some weight with it, and I need the help because left to my own devices, it gets pretty ugly. To learn more and to order some, go to Riduzone.com and enter the promo code STEW to get 30% off a 3-month supply. Riduzone. Riduzone.com. Promo code STEW. It's Riduzone.com.
Glenn Beck.
Frank in Washington. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you?
Talk to you. I'm well. Say, I'd like to raise with you a topic that I've been aware of for a good 15, 20, 25 years, maybe even as long as I've been active in the gun rights issues. But it cannot get an honest hearing before the NRA. It can't even get an honest hearing before, quote unquote, pro-gun Republicans.
What is
it? That is the blind identification database system, known as BIDS for short. It would be an alternative to NICS, and the prime selling point about it is that rather than the database of prohibited persons residing at a cube farm in Washington or Virginia or wherever, that database resides at the point of sale. So all federal firearms licenses have a database of prohibited persons. When somebody comes in and wants to buy a gun, they're checked against the database and they're either approved or denied. If they're approved, the federal government does not know that a transaction took place other than the records that the federal firearms dealer keeps. And furthermore, if I want to sell a gun private party, we can both go down to a federal firearms licensee and pay him the $15 or $20 fee, whatever it is for his services, and I can check my buyer against the database.
So
and this idea has been around for a long time, and it was floated back in the days of floppy disks, okay? Nowadays, we've got blockchain.
So, Frank, I have to tell you, I don't know anything about it, but let me look into it over the weekend. We'll do some research, and I'll get back to you on Monday. Sounds like a good idea on the surface. We'll look into it.
Glenn Beck, Mercury.